Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk on this cloudy, kind of wet, icky weekend. It's not going to be a golfing weekend, but we've got a bright show for you this morning. I'm Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. At least right now it's not snowing, so we should be all right.
Yep. We have a really great show for you this morning. For you entrepreneurs who are looking for where do I find the money or how do I get the money for my business, or if you're starting out a brand new business and you're looking for where can I get the money, our show this morning is going to be talking about different revolving loan funds that are available in the Fox Valley area, the different counties around us. But we're going to be featuring Advance Green Bay Area Economic Development this morning. And our guest is Laura Giel, is the director of the microloan program there. And we're going to be talking to Laura about her program up in Green Bay, and especially for folks in Green Bay, but the entire 12-county area that they service. Listen in this morning. We'll give out the numbers, and you'll be able to call in and ask some questions. But in the meantime, we'd like to tell you about the SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located here in Appleton. We service 8 counties from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And SCORE is a nonprofit national organization with about 11,000 volunteers in it. Our chapter has 43 volunteer mentors. And what we do is we help business owners take their businesses to the next level. We answer questions. And we also help startups get started. We are an educator. We are there standing by you to help you with issues that you might have in areas of IT, marketing, HR, strategic planning, manufacturing, banking, cash flow, accounting. If you have a question or if you have an issue or a challenge or something in one of those areas, please give us a call at 734-7101. That's the Chambers number, and we're just in the same building with them. Or you can go to our website at foxcities.score.org to learn more about our chapter, and you can fill out an application to request mentoring on that website at foxcities.score.org. And be sure to tell us what you are looking for in terms of assistance, because the more specific you are, the better we can line you up with the person with the right skill set to help you with whatever you're looking for.
Right, and the best thing about the mentoring services that SCORE offers is the fact that it's free. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for help, this is the place to come.
Yep, and we will partner up with each other to help you with your business situation. We're an educator. We inspire people, but we also give them some pretty hard questions to answer, and it's not always the time to start a business. And another thing SCORE does not do is we don't do the work for you. We will work with you and guide you and assist you, and we'll give you a lot of support. In addition to all the mentoring that we do, we also do some seminars and we do some training things in our chapter. Not too long ago, we finished a Simple Steps program, a 5-part series, but we have a very exciting event coming up on May 6th. Randy, tell us what's coming up on May 6th.
Okay, on May 6th, we're going to be presenting the Affordable Health Care Act Today program. It's going to be from 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock in the morning. Registration's at 8:30. At 7:30, excuse me. It's going to take place out at the Bordini Center, which is located across from Fox Valley Tech here in Appleton. The program is going to cover just that. It's going to cover the Affordable Health Care Act today, and that means as of May 6th.
Changes a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, there's a lot of stuff moving right now. We have 3 experts who are going to be on the panel. They're going to be covering details that affect you, and this is just for anybody who is in business or thinking about going in business, because it's not just for the big guy. Everybody thinks that it's for the 50-plus employer and so on. This thing affects everybody from one employee to 100. It doesn't matter. So if you are a small employer, if you are a single operator, if you're an employee, or if you're just interested in finding out what the heck this thing is all about, this would be an excellent program. It's only $15, and it's going to be on May 6th. We recommend that you go out to the website. We have links both on the BizTalk website and on the SCORE website, so you can link in and register for this program. So it's going to be an excellent package.
That's foxcities.score.org. You can pay for the program right there. You can find out more about the program. The speakers we're bringing in are John Ulness from Appleton. He owns Ulness Health. He's in the insurance business, and he's an expert on the health care bill itself. He's read that thing many times over. He served on the state governor's panel. Also, we have Kurt Haling, who's a CPA with Alberts and Haling CPAs. And our keynote speaker is Linda Hines, who is coming in from Ellsworth, Wisconsin. Linda is a nationally acclaimed and recognized expert on the health care bill, as well as many, many IRS issues. And she has some great concepts on how to work with this new law. The theme of this seminar isn't going to be just to disseminate information to the audience, but we're going to be giving you tips on how to apply the law to your situation. So it's really going to be helpful. We're excited about the program. Please visit our website at foxcities.score.org to learn more about it, and we look forward to seeing you there. Now, Randy, you also have a couple of announcements.
Right. One real quick one, and this is just this was National Volunteer Week. And since SCORE is 100% volunteers, I'd just like to say thank you to all the SCORE volunteers we have nationally. People may not realize how much we are involved, but there's over 11,000 SCORE volunteers throughout the country. And just over the last year, through all of the different work that we've done, we have connected with over 125,000 people, as far as entrepreneurs, people who have gone to our workshops, mentoring, advisory boards. This is nationally. We've assisted almost 39,000 new businesses to be formed, and SCORE can take credit for the creation of over 67,000 jobs. So as a volunteer organization, I think we get to blow our own horn a little bit for National Volunteer
Absolutely.
Week. And also, if there's anybody out there who's looking to volunteer, this is an excellent organization, and we do make a difference. We get involved.
Yeah, and if you'd like to volunteer for SCORE, just go to our that famous website again, foxcities.score.org. We ask if anyone's interested in being a mentor, fill out the sheet, tell us about you, and you're welcome to attend one of our meetings here in Appleton, usually the first Thursday of every month. You can be a guest down there. But I just want to go back to what Randy said. 125,000 existing and aspiring entrepreneurs were helped. 38,630 new businesses started. Not bad for 11,000 people.
Right. That's an awful lot of people
free.
Doing a lot of work.
All
and, yeah,
free.
A huge value.
Yep. So look us up at foxcities.score.org. We also share with the Better Business Bureau scam alerts. And we have a little surprise for you this morning. What's the scam alert?
The scam alert today is involved with the lottery. So the situation is such now, this is an old one, everybody's seen this before, you know, the congratulations, you have won.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a nice deal. They're offering $500,000 prize, and to get it, you have to send in a check for $5,000. So we want to warn you about this one.
Now, is that something I want to do?
Mm.
Is that something I want to do?
No! Oh, no!
Oh,
no!
Good.
Don't do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Just like anything else, if you haven't entered the lottery, you can't win.
That's right.
Simple as that.
That's
but
right.
This has added one more twist. They have put in a new website that looks like it was set up by the Better Business Bureau. So once you get this, they direct you to that site, which confirms that this is with the Better Business Bureau.
Don't ever send money. Don't ever send money.
Yeah, the first pickoff is, number one, you didn't enter. Number two, they're asking you to send $5,000 to collect the prize you didn't win.
Even if you did win something, don't send them a check first.
No.
Never send money.
Never
don't
send
ever
check.
Give your account information out to anybody on the computer. No official legitimate organization will ever ask you for your account information on the computer. Ever, 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 ever.
Right. And as always,
so,
if it sounds too good to be true, it definitely is. So don't do it.
Lastly, we want to thank our sponsors for helping us to bring the show to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, located here in the Fox Cities area. They're a very large financial institution. We appreciate their support and all the things they do for entrepreneurs, for consumers, and their support for the SCORE and BizTalk program. Also want to thank Alberts and Haling, CPAs. Kurt Haling is one of their sponsor here. Kurt Haling shows up on he's a guest on our program, and this is his last working weekend. And I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, he's going to be taking about a 10-day vacation, so well earned. Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his staff over at Business Law or at Epiphany Law, the Business Law Boutique. Also want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh for helping us build BizTalkWithScore.com. That's the website for the radio program, BizTalkWithScore.com. And you can go there and you can listen to all the archive programs. We've had them on for probably 3 years now. And we want to thank Larry Dash and Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to support our BizTalk program and our Score chapter in the Business News. If you're not subscribed to Business News and you're a business owner, you should be. For $20 a year, it's a very good deal, and you're going to pick up a lot of good information that will help you grow your company. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll introduce Laura Giel. And we'll have a great conversation about where do you find the money. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven.
So Vicky's putting a positive spin on the weather forecast. We're going to have pennies from heaven this weekend. Thank you, Vicky. Good old Frank. Well, welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Our guest this morning is Laura Giel. Laura is the director of the Advanced Microloan Program for Advance, the Green Bay Area Economic Development. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Really glad to have you here this morning. As I mentioned in the first segment, we were talking about where can folks go to find the money, and there are a number of places around. Revolving loan funds, financial institutions, lots of places. But we're here this morning to talk about your program, Advance Green Bay Area Economic Development. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what's your role and what does Advance do? What are they about?
Sure. Well, I have a somewhat of an unusual background for a lender in that I actually started out as a teacher, teaching English and French.
All right.
At a high school.
That's good.
And in addition, I've taught French in grade school and middle school. And I have a master's degree in counseling. I was a counselor in a high school for a year. And then I have 22 years in financial services. 15 of those were, I'm dating myself a little bit, but 15 of those were at First Wisconsin, which is U.S. Bank.
I worked there once.
Uh-huh. And then 3 years at Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, which is a very prolific microlender.
Which is WIBIC.
Referred to as WIBIC.
Yeah.
That's correct. And then 4 years at BMO Harris Bank, and that's where I was most recently. I've also done some strategic planning, some project management. My family is somewhat of an entrepreneurial family. My husband has been a business owner and now chairs CEO groups for tech. So I have a little bit of an entrepreneurial bent and a business background, but also education background.
Yeah, and that sort of background really makes it very effective to be working with business owners because they're asking a lot of questions. You have to be an educator, too. Mm-hmm. So what is Advance? What is that?
Well, Advance is the economic development arm of the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. So we're really sponsored by the Green Bay Area Chamber of Commerce. And Advance, I mean, clearly way predates me, but Advance has been around for many, many years. When I started at Advance, the letterhead at that last year was 25 years. So I know they've been around for at least 25 years. And their goal is to further economic development.
Mm-hmm. And you get your funding. How do you get the money that you lend out, Laura? Where does Advance get those money?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have several sources of funding. One of them is from a consortium of banks in the Green Bay area. And there are actually 12 different banks that provide money to us. Associated Bank, BMO Harris Bank.
Investors Community, Bankers National.
I'm just kind of looking for the list here. Sorry about that as we're talking here. But anyhow, we have Associated Bank, BMO Harris, Nicolet National Bank, Bay Lake Bank, First Merit Bank, First National, Wisconsin Bank and Trust, Denmark State Bank, the Business Bank, Johnson Bank, Union State Bank, and Wells Fargo. And they provide us with a $625,000 loan portfolio, loan funding, or some additional money to help us.
Well, that's great. We're going to take a quick break right here, Laura. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll finish up on that point and start our 20-minute segment.
All right.
You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break down.
That brought to
follow that one, Tony.
That brought to mind Dagwood and Blondie. And Dag was always giving his wallet to Blondie so she can get the money to go do shopping and stuff.
But. Well, and we want to talk about today, there's nobody out there giving you money, but we're going to try to find ways to find you money. So we'll work on it.
Like Blondie, she found money.
Right.
And we're here this morning talking with Laura Giel, who's the director of the Advanced Microloan Program in the Green Bay Chamber, to find out about that money. Laura, before the break, we were talking about the banks that are helping to fund the program and work with these, work with your agency, and then you were going to start talking about the SBA and so on.
Yeah. So I mentioned that we have 12 financial institution partners that provide us with about $625,000 in loan funds. And then we also have a $500,000 loan that the SBA makes to us that we then again loan out for our program.
Okay.
And most recently, we got $100,000, funding from, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, that really the ink is hardly dry.
So you're well funded.
We're very well funded.
And people can come to you and apply for a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Before we ask the next question, I'd just like to give out the phone numbers. If you're in Appleton and you'd like to call and ask Laura a question, it's 281-1150. You can call us at 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, like maybe up in Green Bay, and you want to call and ask Laura a question, 866-887-1150. You can call us and ask Laura a question.
Okay. And, Laura, you said, this is the microloan program. How long has Advance actually been working in this microloan program?
Okay. Well, the first press conference to announce the program was in March 2011.
2011.
And then our first loan was actually in April 2011. And then in August, we got our SBA funding.
Okay.
And so, that's where it's gone from then.
What is a microloan? What's a microloan?
Well, a microloan, depending on who you talk to, will have different definitions. But our definition of microloan is anything between $5,000 and $100,000. That's our minimum and our maximum.
That's important because a lot of banks they're not interested in doing a $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 loan. That's a great alternative for
us. We actually don't do that many of those. Our average loan size ends up to be more like in the $35,000-$40,000 range.
Okay. That's good.
All righty. And could you give us some more then of the details about microloans, as far as where you lend, some ideas of the different types of loans that you do, who qualifies for them, that type of thing.
Sure. Well, in terms of eligibility, we do not lend to not-for-profits. So, unfortunately, you have to be a for-profit business,
mm-hmm.
And the owners have to be active in the business. And our loan funds can be used for just about anything except acquisition of real estate.
Okay.
So they can be used for working capital, inventory, equipment,
leasehold improvements,
any of those. And so that's the general eligibility. We do want to have our borrowers put at least 10% equity into what we call the project.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, depending on the type of loan or type of business, we may ask them to have some working capital reserves.
Okay.
And so those are our basic eligibility. We also don't refinance existing debt.
Good.
And
okay.
We don't generally reimburse for expenditures already made.
You mentioned a number of banks that you have as partners, but when it comes to the lending side, do the people also have a bank loan at the same time as they come and look for you as the microloan, or do you do standalones?
We do both. We do standalones, and that's primarily what we do. But on occasion, there might be a situation where the borrower has a relationship with the bank. For whatever reason, the bank does not feel comfortable lending more money. We might be able to come in behind that bank and take a subordinate lien position and do that financing.
That's kind of known as the gap financing in
mm-hmm.
some cases, isn't it? The mm-hmm. banker maybe needs 20-25% equity. The borrower only has 15 or 20% equity. And if it's the right kind of deal, you might be able to fill that little gap to get the bank up to the 25% equity.
I would say the important thing to remember is we do everything like a bank does. Yes. We ask for the same things a bank does. We document our loans the same way. We collect our loans the same way. The biggest difference is we do loans that banks can't do.
Okay.
You need a business plan too, don't you?
Right. We need a business plan. We really ask for everything a bank asks for.
Okay.
Who are your partners, Laura? Who do you work with in Green Bay to help you help the business owner?
Sure. I mean, we have our financial partners, which I've already mentioned.
Yep.
We also work with SCORE, near and dear to your heart.
Yeah,
and we also work with the SBDC, which is the Small Business Development Counselor.
We've got a lot of good friends there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
see, actually, SBDC is very similar to SCORE in that they're part of the SBA as well. So we work very close with them.
Yeah, what I've found, at least with the people I work with in the Green Bay area, is the SCORE counselors tend to focus more on the business plan preparation, and then our SBDC counselor, who is Chuck Bryce, he typically works with them on projections. So there's really a two-tiered approach that I do.
Sure.
We also work with a company called Enlighten Financial, who very graciously helps us with some of our underwriting services. So we're very appreciative of that. And then we have the Advanced Business and Manufacturing Center, which is an incubator, which has incubated a couple of our loan clients. And we have the Green Bay Packers Mentor Protégé Program. So we have partners that provide money and partners that provide their time and talent.
What is an incubator? What happens at an incubator, Laura?
Well, and I am not the incubator expert. I'll lay that out there right now.
Sure.
But basically, an incubator provides a business with an opportunity to get a very reasonably priced business space that has some support infrastructure attached to it, so they don't have to acquire a copy machine or a phone system or a fax machine.
Kind of help them get some air under their wings a little bit,
get
off the ground a little
and
bit.
Our incubator also has manufacturing space. It's not just office space, so it's very unusual. So we have a couple manufacturers in our incubator and then also service providers.
Okay. To go back a little bit on the microloan program, just two areas that we always get the questions of is, number one, what are the rates right now, or what does that look like? And then also, what are the terms? I mean, how long can I hold this loan for?
Sure. So I'll give you a little rundown of our program basics. So as I said, we lend between $500,000 and $100,000. Those can take the form of either a term loan or a line of credit. Term loans I'll go back to lines of credit. Lines of credit tend to be smaller. They tend to be reserved for existing businesses that have a little track record, that have produced some financial statements in the past in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then lines of credit can be used for any kind of traditional, term loans can be used for any kind of traditional term loan purpose, like acquisition of equipment, but also for working capital. It's just that it's structured as a term loan.
Mm-hmm.
Our term loans are up for six years maximum term, and then we set the term of the loan based on the size of the loan, how quickly we believe it can be repaid, and then it's fully repaid during that period of time, very similar to a mortgage.
So you are going to be fully repaid in 6 years.
In 6 years or 5 years or 4 years, whatever the term is.
So your payment is going to include the principal, the interest on that loan, and it'll cover it fully.
Just like a mortgage, just like a traditional mortgage. We also do our lines of credit are interest only, and those are renewable every 12 months.
Okay.
It's very similar to a normal line of credit.
How long can a business have a line of credit, for 5 years or 6 years?
It's renewable every year, so at our discretion, which is, in general, unless there's a problem, we would typically be renewing that loan every year.
How much do you have outstanding in your loan portfolio, Laura? You're pretty active, and you've got a lot of things going on. How big is your portfolio?
Well, our portfolio, in terms of the number of loans that have been approved since the inception of the program, is a little over $900,000. The actual loan outstandings as of the beginning of this month were approximately $525,000. Mm-hmm. We've had several loans. I think it was three or four loans that have repaid since they were written.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have about four loans in my pipeline right now that I'm looking at.
Okay. Well, one of the counties you mentioned before we were off the air was talking about is that you do work here with Outagamie County. So people in this area can apply for the microloans through your organization. Number one question is, how do I get in contact with you to do that? And then number two, what do I need to have to talk to you about it? What are you looking for as far as the things I need? So that's two parts.
Sure. Usually by that, when somebody calls me, unless they truly are right at the beginning of their thought process and they just are kind of fishing for information. Mm-hmm. Usually when somebody has called me, they've already started a business plan. They might have even done some projections. They have a pretty good idea in their mind what they want to do. Okay. And now they're looking for funding. So when they call me, I would typically spend a couple minutes on the phone with them then, but then reschedule a pre-application interview, okay, which can last, usually they go about an hour, and I have a regular series of questions that I ask the people.
Can you just quickly give us the phone number and website that we'd reach you at?
Sure. My phone number is 920-496-2111. That's 920-496-2111. And my email is lgille@titletown.org.
Who's going to forget that?
Right.
Titletown.org. Right.
And your website is actually there at advancegreenbay.org.
Right. You can get to our advancegreenbay.org, and then eventually you'll click on microloan and you'll get to our specific program.
Okay. So I've called you. Walk me through what that pre-interview sounds like. What are we talking about?
Well, it starts out kind of basic in terms of name, rank, serial number. How'd you hear about us? How much money would you like to borrow? How do you want to use the money? Is this a for-profit business? I ask that right away. Existing or startup? Do you have any other debt for the business? Do you have a business plan? I ask them about their personal credit. Do you know your credit score? It's really interesting. People will say, sometimes they say it's great, sometimes they'll say it's bad, and then I'll say, what is it? And they'll say, I don't know. I said, well, how do you know it's bad if you don't know what it is?
Because I've been bad. Okay.
It's my wife.
Yeah.
And then I'll get into, again, a little more in-depth information about, you know, what's the product line or what will there be the product line? Who are they going to sell to? I ask them, have you done a business plan? Have you done any projections? And then I start going through the program information, in terms of what we require, for a loan application. I tell them about the process, and then I follow that up with an email with all the forms they would need to apply for a loan if they choose to do that. And then dependent on how the phone call went, I'll either say, look this over, let me know if you have questions. If you think you want to apply for the loan, please call me, because I want to make sure they've done what I suggested they do before they go through all that work. Mm-hmm. Or if I feel pretty good about the phone call, then I'll say, when you're ready for it to apply and send me the application.
Okay. And about how long does it take from that phone call, if things go properly, to actually get the loan?
Well, first they have to apply.
Yeah.
And their application has to be complete, and I always emphasize complete is a very important word.
And that's up to the borrower.
And that's up to the borrower. And if they've done a good job explaining their rationale on their projections, and they've done a good job with their business plan, and there's very little back and forth, what we say is that we hope that by the it takes between 30 and 60 days to get to a loan approval.
That's a very reasonable time frame.
Yeah, and you know, on occasion it might go to 90, but that would be a function of we had 6 other loans in our pipeline, and there was a big snowstorm or something like that.
Do you have a loan committee then, Laura?
Made
up of people like from the bankers or people from the chamber who sit and decide if this is a good loan for
the
group.
Yeah. And what's interesting in microloans, and I don't know if all microloan programs do this, but I know at WIBIC they did it, and they do it at Advance, is our borrowers go before the loan committee.
I was going to ask you that.
Which is very unusual, and it's a really wonderful opportunity that you just won't get with another financial institution because that's not how they're structured.
Right.
So the borrower really gets to get in front of the loan committee and tell their story, explain their passion, answer questions, and then the loan committee makes the decision then. So I don't have a loan approval authority. The loan committee does that.
Yeah. We're going to take our last break right now, Laura. We'll come back on the next side. This has been really helpful, and we'll give out the phone number again if you'd like to call in with a question. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with Laura Giel. Laura is the director of the Advanced Microloan Program for the Chamber of Commerce in Green Bay. And we're having a great discussion on that pot of gold and how do you apply for a loan through the Advanced Program. We're having a great conversation with Laura. Tell us again, Laura, who are your partners? Who do you work with? And it's really a network approach to what you do for the business owner.
Sure, sure. So we have 12 financial institution partners, and they are Associated Bank, BMO Harris Bank, Nicolet National Bank, Bay Lake Bank, First Merit Bank, Bank First National, Wisconsin Bank and Trust, Denmark State Bank, The Business Bank, Johnson Bank, Union State Bank, and Wells Fargo.
Great. And you also work with the SCORE chapter in the Green Bay area?
Right. We work with the SCORE. We work with the SBDC, which is a Small Business Development Counselor. We work with the SBA. We work with our incubator, which is located where I am located.
Yep.
We work with a great group called Enlighten Financial, which provides underwriting services to us and also to other financial institutions, the Green Bay Packers Mentor Protégé Program, and Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
Laura, how can folks get in touch with you? They can get the chamber. They go to the chamber, but how do they reach you?
Sure. My phone number is 920-496-2111. That's 920-496-2111. And my email is lgille@titletown.org.
Okay, that's great. If you have a question for Laura, we have a couple minutes. You'd like to call in with a quick question, please do so. We're at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And outside Appleton, we're at the 866-887-1150. Phone number.
Okay, now one of the things I was just doing, that's why I was busily working here, was trying to make sure on our resource page for both the SCORE chapter and also for the BizTalk website that we have, that we include Advance in there as a resource, and we will get that up on that site within the next couple of days. So we want to be sure that people understand that in our listening area that they can contact you and find this as an excellent source of funding. So for small loans,
Laura, one of the things that you mentioned in the program, and I think is such a great thing, is that you do a pre-application phone call with the person who's looking for some money from your group. That's really helpful to the business owner, and it eliminates a lot of wasted time, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Both for you and for the business owner.
Because sometimes as a result of that phone conversation, and this is where my teaching and my counseling background comes in.
Absolutely.
I need to have a little, adult conversation about, here's what you really need to do. You need to focus on this first before you apply for a loan. You need a second source of income because as a business owner, your business is not going to produce a lifestyle income for you initially. So those are those kind of – so I can't tell anybody not to apply for a loan, but I can suggest they do some things first before they apply for a loan.
And that's very helpful information. You work with startups as well as existing businesses,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, yes.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, it's getting to be that time of the show where we ask our guest to give us a very brief business tip, just a pearl of wisdom that you would have for the person either starting a business or in business today. So would you give us your biz tip for the day?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. And I hear this from my existing loan clients a lot. They'll say, well, I really don't understand the financials. My accountant does. And I would like to ask business owners to take ownership of their financial statements and understand if you don't know how to read a financial statement, if you don't know how to read a statement of cash flows, if you don't know what goes into a balance sheet, you need to know that. Because on occasion, people would do projections, and they would say, well, my accountant did those projections.
Right.
And I would say to them, well, will your accountant be repaying this loan?
Right, because the object of all this is, of course, for you to be able to make decisions to run your business. And if you don't understand what it says on that page, you're lost.
That's correct.
So thank you very much.
You're right on the money, Laura, because as Randy said, we try to tell folks that you're making the decisions every day. You should know what the impact of that decision is on your cash flow. The accountant's not making all the decisions.
Right.
So.
The other nice thing was you said the word cash flow and Tony's eyes lit up. So, that made him happy for the day.
Good.
So.
Well, a lot of it hinges on cash flow, and people really need to understand how their business is running. Laurie, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning. It was a great show. It was really, really a good program and very helpful.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. And we hope to have you back again in the future. Would you be willing to come back?
Sure, I'd love to come back.
Maybe when the interest rates are a little lower or higher. Are they going to go up?
That's not in my wheelhouse. I can't predict that.
I always ask the question, is there greater risk of rates going up than benefit of rates going down? And people generally answer the question themselves.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we're going to end our program. Again, Laura, thank you very much for coming over, and it was a great conversation. You've been listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.